How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, no further ado here. I want to jump right into it. Joining us is Katrina Pearson. You've seen her on all the networks. She is the national spokesperson for the Trump campaign. She's here to join us. Katrina, good morning. Thanks for taking the time from your busy schedule.
Oh, good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I want to get right to Donald Trump. He's got a lot of fights on his hand, and I love him because he doesn't back off like, and I'll say, gutless McCain and gutless Romney. You're in politics, it's a dirty game. If you don't fight, you lose. But he's fighting Hillary. He's fighting the Democrats. He's fighting this disgusting media. I'm not part of that media. And he's fighting the Republican Party. He says he can do it on his own. How does he move forward and survive?
Well, I think what he does is he continues to take his message to the public. What we've witnessed over in the United Kingdom is exactly that. You've had people on the ground who felt like they were no longer represented by those who just sought political power, and they rose up and fought back against that. And I think we're seeing the same thing happen in the United States, where we have the exact same thing happening. We have elected officials who have put their own needs ahead of those of the public, who will say anything and change nothing. And meanwhile, people wake up in the morning and they look around and they don't recognize their country anymore. They don't see the ability to move forward. They don't see their prosperity and their dreams anymore. And Mr. Trump is providing those policies that put us back in a place where Americans can feel good about their future again.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it. He's got a lot of fights. His comments are taken out of context. I've heard his context on immigration. I've heard his context regarding La Raza. I've heard the sound bites of business are difficult to overreact because they piece together what they want to piece. But I'm looking at this from the perspective of an overwhelming movement against him from the traitor George Will. Herschel Walker has been refused speaking engagements. Is Trump going to assume a more statesman-like presidential diplomatic manner? I want to be objective here. And abandon the state of mind or the approach that he used in the primaries?
You know, I think we're safe to assume that Mr. Trump is going to be Mr. Trump. I know that the media is pushing this quote-unquote presidential context and tone, but Mr. Trump is just Mr. Trump. He's a businessman. He loves his country, and he has ideas and thoughts that he wants to implement as president to make our country great again. And I don't see a personality change, which is what I think a lot of people are expecting. It's just that Mr. Trump will respond based upon what's coming at him. And as you've seen him here recently, he will go and he will give a prepared speech and be as presidential as anybody else. But then he'll also be at a rally where he's engaging with his supporters. They're having a lot of fun, and he's putting his vision out there for America. Or you'll see him on a television interview bantering with an anchor. This is Mr. Trump. This is the same person you're going to see as president.
Yeah, and Katerina, what concerns me is a lot of the mentality, the engagement, the awareness of the American public, the fact that the electoral system is stacked against him. In spite of all of the bad publicity, he's heading a lot of the swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, not that far back in Florida. Should the focus be on the military, veterans, his economic plan, which has been applauded by Larry Kudlow, who's been on the show many times? Should he be focusing on the positives, or should he be spending his time going after, I can't use the word on radio, I'd be thrown off the air, Elizabeth Warren, for example, who has now stepped in as the hatchet person for Hillary?
Well, I think you can do both. I think that the idea behind Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton is, if you look at the political irony of those two on stage together, it gives him an opportunity to point out exactly what's wrong with this country. Is you have a politician like Elizabeth Warren, who is says she represents the people and wants to stop Wall Street corruption and wants to stop the bankers from taking over, but then back somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is out there doing just the opposite. So I think it's an opportunity to highlight what's wrong.
We've got an NBC poll that just came out, and here's some of the contradictions, and that's why the media is doing their best to suppress any real positives for Donald Trump. We've got honesty, and they may not be great for Donald Trump, but they're better, much better than they are for Hillary Clinton on the issues of immigration, ready to help America, our economy, a fight against terrorism. The polls are coming out positive. Should he be focusing more on those, or should he dismiss what he has attributed to the rigged polls, to our corrupt system? Basically, what I'm saying is, shouldn't he be focusing strictly on what he's going to do for the American people? And I know you said Trump is Trump, as opposed to engaging in warfare here.
Well, I think to your earlier point that Mr. Trump has had to fight essentially everyone, including the media, it's important that he responds to everything. Because no matter what happens, they're going to criticize him. And if he doesn't respond, that too will also warrant a criticism. So I think if he responds to everything and then focuses on his main message, which you've seen happen more and more today, he's giving a policy speech on trade, which is going to be very informative. But I think if he focuses on his goals and his message while responding to things as they come along, it's going to be a delicate balancing act because, again, he is fighting against the Democrat establishment, the Republican establishment, and the media establishment. So in order to do that successfully, he's going to have to be firing on all cylinders. So it's going to be up to people like myself and you and many of your listeners to get out there and make sure that the record stays straight.
Yeah, this morning the announcement was that his campaign is announcing an expansion of the team. I think you can tell me that his financial fundraising has been misrepresented. I think Eric Trump came out and said it's been amazing how much money they've raised. All of this information is being suppressed. You have to use every avenue possible getting it out. The fundraising apparently is now proceeding. Of course, he's up against the establishment, the progressives, the Third World Order. What's the overall strategy going ahead right now? I like the expansion of the team and the fundraising aspect of this.
Well, you know, fundraising has been phenomenal. The media reports, you know, he's doing worse than Hillary Clinton. The reality is, Mr. Trump has barely been fundraising for 1 month. I mean, he's doing that as a joint effort with the RNC to help down-ballot candidates as well. And in the last couple of weeks that he has been fundraising, it has been very well, going into states and exceeding expectations as far as fundraising goes. We're really excited about that. And moving forward, we're going to continue to build out our statewide apparatus. You know, everyone said in the beginning, Trump doesn't have a ground game, and then yet, Mr. Trump broke the record in primary turnout. So we kind of like being the underdog in that area because it just makes victory that much sweeter. But I do think you're going to see more additions to the campaign simply because we do want to have solid policy announcements. He wants to give solid speeches on policies. The media wants details. They're going to get a lot of details. And more importantly, taking that message to the American public. There are so many people who have essentially checked out of the system because they feel like the government doesn't care about them, their vote doesn't matter, and all politicians are corrupt. Well, now we have an opportunity to say, look, we finally have a candidate that needs party likes, someone that does care. care about you and whose policies benefit you, not corporate America, not international entities, and not illegal aliens. This is someone who cares about you and your family. And so now voters have a real option in November.
The fundamental basis of his program is sound. When people say to me, and I'm being objective here, I don't like Trump, he's a bully, he's braggadocio, he's this. I said, don't vote for this on personality. You don't have to love everyone whom you support. You've got someone who I believe is committed treason, someone who is a pathological liar, someone who has done nothing but what is contrary to the values and ideals of America. So I always say, you don't have to love Trump. This isn't the decision. Vote for him. He's someone who loves his country. He's taking his very life in his hands by running this campaign. He doesn't need it. Your closing comments.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Mr. Trump is where he is because of the people. And the people realize that we have a serious problem in this country. And they want it stopped. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people who don't recognize their country anymore, who don't even feel like natives in their own country anymore. And it's simply because the laws that are being passed are to help international entities or to help illegal aliens in this country or to bring in, you know, Syrian refugees, for example. Meanwhile, we have 90-plus million people out of jobs here at home. We have families who are struggling here at home because of the burdensome policies by this federal government, put in place by the bureaucracy, not your elected officials. And the people are rising up and they're speaking out and they're saying no more.
Quickly, give a website where they can contribute, Katrina. Where can they contribute?
Contribute at DonaldJTrump.com and follow him on Twitter at RealDonaldTrump.
All right, please, please contribute. Save the country. Katrina, stay on for a moment as we take a break. Thanks for coming on.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh man, I really do get choked up when I hear that. Not only is it a beautiful song by Louis Armstrong and one of the classics, that was the song that my daughter and I chose to dance to at her wedding a month ago, and I just had my eyes closed listening to that. I almost didn't come back from this break, and which leads me to tell people out there looking for a wedding site. And I looked at I'm like a maniac when I research something, and I looked at place after place, and there are a lot of great places. Oh, it depends what your style is. My daughter wanted a fabulous rustic winery overlooking all those vines with trees and in the whole setting. You know, that's what it is today, wineries. So we held it at Flag Hill. It's in Lee, New Hampshire. And I just want to tell anybody out there, just do me one favor. Or do yourself a favor. It's not going to do a favor for me. Go to Flag, I think it's flaghill.com. Call up and ask for either Krista or Brian and tell them that Stu Taylor suggested you do it. And I'm not telling you to have a wedding there. I am just telling you to talk with them. They're wonderful people. The wedding was like it was the perfection. I lucked out twice with both of my daughters. And the first one was in Maine, and that was 5 years ago. So now I got two beautiful grandchildren. All right, I get a little sentimental there. And, yeah, I have feeling in spite of wanting to go beyond waterboarding. I do have feelings. I do. They're rather intense. So Benghazi, see, there are two reasons that Hillary is so confident. One of them is she's a sociopath. I mean, she's a flat out a sociopath. I took enough psychology to know what she is. And so is her, and so is her other half. The other reason is she knows she's going to get cover from the State Department, the Justice Department. Look what happened with the IRS. Obama's going to make sure she's protected. Loretta Lynch isn't going to do anything. When you get that kind of support out there, I was going to say short of murder, but I'm not even going to say short of murder, you can get away with it. You can just flat out get away with it. Because the hatred for Trump is so intense. You know why? He's going to shake up the order. Like him or not, I don't know what kind of a job he's going to do. He's going to shake things up, and nobody's had the you-know-what to take on the establishment by Donald Trump. That's number one. He's got the convictions. I can call it lunacy. Call it whatever you want. I can't ever remember a politician who has stood up like he has against the establishment. And I hate the establishment, and so do most of those people out there. So for those who say I'm a diehard Republican, I'm going to include all of the Bushes. Going to include Clinton, of course. I'm going to include Dole. I'm going to include, well, I have to now include Romney. He sold out. It was more than just bad campaigning. He sold out. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and then you get into the great pundits, Bill Kristol, George Will, even Charles Krauthammer. I mean, it leaves very few options. And Trump is saying he's going to stand up to them. He's going to make this. I believe he really wants to make this country better. But what's wrong with him wanting all the glory and the ego? Because we know that he loves that. You can't deny it. No sane person would. Who says you can't have that and still make this country great? Because he loves this country. And he's been a winner his whole life. Don't tell me about bankruptcies and this stuff. It's part of business. You know, people say it cost all these people their jobs and the money. This is what companies do. You remember? General Motors and the bankruptcy, and it was finally facilitated. And we won't hear about that because you'll hear about Barack Obama and how we want to save jobs, the middle class, and Hillary. Yeah, but behind the scenes, if you don't file for Chapter 11, unfortunately, sometimes Chapter 7, you're gonna kill a lot more people. So it's twisted. It's really twisted. Trump and I guess I've gone off on Trump and kind of gotten away from Benghazi, but Trump is negating these trade deals with NAFTA that's killing us. And you know what? They're killing us. Hillary's first supported it as Bill Clinton did. Now she decided she didn't because the pressure from Bernie Sanders, and you can have somebody diametrically opposed, 180 degrees on the other side of the continuum, who agrees with you on certain things. It's like the Chad Bird Society. Go around the political spectrum and you begin to meet. Trump is an isolationist in a way. He doesn't, you know, Hillary says, oh, he's against globalism. He says he wants to take us back. Well, that means no technology. I mean, who can believe the crap that she's spewing? You got to be brainless. Oh, Trump has never intimated that. He's saying if we're going to have globalism, I'm just paraphrasing, then it's going to have to work. Can't be one-sided. And that includes Russia. It includes China. It doesn't include Iran and it doesn't include Cuba, I can tell you that. It includes Japan, Mexico. We are getting screwed. And Trump doesn't want that to happen, so he's going to negotiate. And then he gets attacked for wanting to set up some kind of relationship with Vladimir Putin, who is the most, maybe the most dangerous person in the world, but you don't see it. But certainly who holds the most power, and it's been Putin who has just mercilessly destroyed Obama. I mean, he's just humiliated him. So what's wrong with Trump wanting to align himself with Putin? If we can find common ground, if we can't, he won't do it. So Trump is an isolationist. He's a protectionist. He's a nationalist. He's a populist. You know, it's a populism is a great theme for the people. Bernie Sanders is a populist. Don't pass bills that hurt us. And I believe as a negotiator, go to StuTaylor.com, click on my interview on MSNBC with J.J. Ramberg, Your Business, and listen to me talk about negotiation. It's a five-minute interview on MSNBC. Just listen to that. I believe in making things work between two parties. You don't go into a negotiation to destroy the other person. That's not a negotiation. That's a war. Trump isn't talking war. He's negotiated his whole life. He's negotiated, I think it's 3,500 lawsuits. You try running a multi, and I don't have one, but you try running a multi-billion dollar business and tell me that you can stay away from lawsuits, and I'll tell you, you're absolutely wrong. Even me, a small guy like me in business, and I was involved in one. I was trying to think I wasn't involved in any other. I mean, you know, tiny little things to small claims court. But, I mean, I was in business over two decades, so what can I tell you? All right, we're going to change topics, and then we'll get back on all this good stuff when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976.
That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fetch. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. Some great music from the Bee Gees, and along that positive, upbeat note, before I introduce our next guest, I want to give away two tickets to Canobie Lake Park. What a treat. What a great place to go, located in Salem, New Hampshire. You can go to canobie.com, but you can also get two free tickets, good anytime, through September 18th. If you call in here at 888-205-2263. Caller number 6, 888-205-2263. I don't need your phone number or anything. All I need is your, all Tim is going to take is your name and address, and the tickets will be in the mail to you today. Caller number 6, 888-205-2263. All right, final guest of the day, Jake Ducey. He's the author of The Purpose Principles. He's a speaker to hundreds of thousands of people, also has helped donate 345,000 pounds of food for homeless youth in America. See, I already like him for having done that. His previous two books, Into the Wind and The Purpose Principles, has launched a speaking career for him. He's been featured in TEDx Youth and hired as a speaker by a lot of organizations like Nielsen, Accenture. He's making a difference. In the name of his book, Profit from Happiness, The Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. It's published by Tatcher. Hey, Jake, congratulations and welcome.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it is a real pleasure, and you've written two other books. Is this basically a follow-up to the other two books? Can you elaborate on this one, what makes it different, and why you wrote it?
Yeah, I mean, it's very different. The reason that I wrote it is, as you alluded to, I do a lot of work speaking at various size businesses, from Fortune companies to small businesses, and a common thread that I always saw was I'd get a tour before I'd give a speech or run a seminar or whatever, and when I'd get there, they would give me the tour, and then they would say very quietly, "That's our MVP. But to tell you the truth, the reason that we're here is because he's also the most dysfunctional." So I thought it was so ironic that they would award so often people MVPs, yet they were paying me money to come help that team because they were such dysfunctional leaders. And the book is really about ways to develop as a leader, whether it's in our community or whether it's in our workplace, regardless of your title, regardless of your position, whether it's in your church, whether it's in your home, to develop more and give more value to those around us, to inspire, to make those around us feel empowered, seen, heard, connected. Because the U.S. economy absorbs $550 billion from productivity loss every year due to people not feeling empowered, seen, connected, appreciated. And I thought it was so ironic how much money they were spending and awarding people MVPs, yet they were not genuine leaders. And so I wrote the book.
I mean, you make some great points, and certainly is that each and every one of us has a unique set of capabilities and promise and shouldn't be underestimated. And while we may not be ending as the CEO of some organization, that doesn't mean we can't be leaders in our own right. The other point that I was going to tap into, and you already did, was the principles you talk about in this book, they apply in the workplace as well as the home, all phases of life, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's wherever you exist, right? I mean, sometimes it's you working at Whole Foods, and sometimes it's you working for a major corporation. Sometimes it's in your church or your nonprofit or in your home. It's all the same, and I believe that our goal should be to continuously grow in our everyday value to those around us. In sports, it's called an emotional leader, right? You like the Warriors, when Draymond Green, who was their forward, was suspended, he wasn't their best player, but he was their emotional leader, their energetic leader. His presence was missed, and regardless of where we are, we can become that person in whatever environment that we're in who inspires, brings people together, makes people feel seen and heard, because that garners trust. That's what runs teams. That's what creates leaders, is trust, is connection, is when people feel valued. And that's something, regardless of where we are, we all have the opportunity to become that type of leader and person.
Right, and I just want to say Draymond Green was their best player in Game 6, but it didn't help them in Game 7. Joining us, Jake Ducey. The name of the book is Profit from Happiness. Jake, you've got to look at the landscape today and how it is, and millennials are growing up in an absolutely different time. Increased hours, income's not going up, and the results are, I mean, if you're not a happy camper, you just can't produce and contribute to your company, whether you're doing it individually as an entrepreneur or in the corporate world. How big a problem is this? Do you have any statistics that pretty much document your research?
Yeah, I mean, Harvard did a major study, and I think it's something about 65% productivity improvement, and it was about a 50% fewer accidents for people that felt energized and engaged in their work environment. And it's like, we can look at studies, but we all know that if we don't want to be there, and we genuinely don't feel appreciated, connected, and we just genuinely dislike people because they're rude or they don't care about us, it's very hard to share great ideas that you may have, to step into fear, to put the extra effort, whether that's on a sports team or in your work environment, it's the same. It's hard to take the greatest step into your potential when you feel that lack of connection from everyone around you. And so I make it a calling in the book for, no matter where we are, to become that type of person that engages with everyone around us, even in the little encounters, because you don't know whether Susie's been not performing because her 14-year-old son's been thinking about committing suicide, or her husband just let her know that he wants to have a divorce. And when we can just stop and connect with people and they feel that this person cares about me, they'll show up in a greater way than they ever have before. And so I don't even know if it's necessarily about, do I like or dislike my job, but do I feel empowered in the environment I'm in? Do these people care about me? And if we feel that, we can give a lot more than we could give in an environment that's the opposite.
Yeah, and you look at millennials, and I'd like you really have a lot of expertise in this area. They're just not staying with jobs. Everybody's moving on. It used to be you took a job, you stayed 20, and I'm not suggesting we should go back to that kind of repressive nature in the corporate world. You work for 50 years and you get a gold watch. Have we kind of gone the other way now? You got younger people who just don't last on their jobs. They stay quickly and then they move on. They think there's a better opportunity. We live in a hyper-metabolic society, and we just can't grasp the essence of what's important, which goes beyond the dollar.
Yeah, I mean, Accenture and Marshall Goldsmith did a major study with millennials that are in the corporate work environment. And what they found was that it was about 75 to 80% of millennials said they would rather take less money and work for something they genuinely believed in than take pay increases at places they didn't care about. And I think that's really showing us something, that there are too many companies that say one thing and do the other. And we're coming into a place where the internet allows us full transparency to see who is authentic in their message, in their beliefs, in the missions of their company, and who is not. And I think that the greatest way, regardless of a millennial or not, to keep someone around is to be authentic with what you say and what you do. It's the same thing in a relationship. You'll never stay with that person if they always say one thing and they always do another, and there's no authenticity and integrity between what they do and what they believe. And I think we're coming to a place where we have to create that.
Jake, can you stay with us for another segment? Because your message is really important.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Jake Ducey, the author of Profit from Happiness, The Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. This is Stu Taylor, and I will announce the winner of the giveaway as soon as we come back.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
The response, we'll do it again, but the giveaways for Canopy Lake Park. The winner, and it'll be in the mail today, is Lacey Stevens from Kitchewa. Lacey Stevens from Kitchewa, you are the winner of two tickets to Canopy Lake Park. And hopefully you'll have them in time to go this weekend. We're back right now with Jake Ducey. He is the author of Profit from Happiness, The Unity of Wealth, Work, and Personal Fulfillment. It's published by Tarcher, which is an imprint from Penguin Random House. And I just want to make an off-the-cuff comment here, talking with Jake during the break. I think he's living what he talks about. So that adds a lot of credibility to the book. And Jake, how can people begin the process? You know, I've delved upon this earlier in the show in a whole other vein. How do people turn the switch on to go from negativity to a positive attitude and taking their life and turning it around? You've obviously done it at an early age. You sound really at peace with yourself and very happy. Unless, of course, you're trying to fool me. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I do a good fool job. I think one, and I think, you know, I'll start here because we spend the majority of our time at work. And I think that one way to look at it, to at least bring some more inspiration, even if we don't want to be at our work for a long time, maybe it's not our 5 or 10 year vision, is to really shift and look at it from the perspective that perhaps you're not paid for your time, but you're paid for the value you bring to your time. And when you look at it that way, you can ask yourself, how can today I give more value to everyone that I come in contact with? How can I give more value? And I think when we start to grow in our value, whether it's our practical skills for our job, or whether it's just our ability to be a leader and have more an infectious energy, when we can just start there and ask ourselves, how can I get better? How can I add more value? We immediately step outside of our little minds that are filled with everything we have to do and the bills we have to pay and the negativity and the stress. We step outside of it for something larger than ourselves. And Martin Luther King tells us that you'll never be free until you step outside of the narrow confines of your personal concerns to the broader ones of those around you. And when we can just get outside of our little minds, then we can find so much more freedom. And I think that is really the birthplace of an exciting life and also the birthplace of really growing in value wherever we are in our lives.
All right, good advice for a guy starting out early and doing this. I want to have you jump on this because I know it's an important part of your book. You've got six simple creeds to live by. You want to, can you give us just a brief overview of what they are?
Yeah, well, the first one was what I just described. I call it give to get. And I think that it's really easy to get caught on what we can get. And what I did is I cited Justine Musk, Elon Musk's ex-wife, who was asked by someone, can I become a billionaire? And she said, no, you're asking the wrong question entirely. You have to ask yourself, what can I give in equal or greater value? Because the world doesn't care what you want. She says, you're going to be paid in proportion to the value you can add to the world, to the marketplace. And so I think when we can get intensely curious about the value we can add and get lost, it's called service for a reason. Commercial service is called service because it means serve. In your ability to serve everyone around you, the more you can grow in confidence and esteem and also in income with time. And number two to me, I think is it seems silly, but it's the most overlooked one ever. And it's simply to share a smile. Just literally, I go into these corporate environments, everyone has their head down, and no one talks to anyone unless they need a paper stapler or they need paper for their printer. And we all know that everything, we think better thoughts, we engage with people in a more harmonious way, when we can literally stop and smile. And I literally start my days, I literally wake up, and I just literally hold a smile. And
well, you've got it, but what can companies do in the management to close the gap between the people who are in a higher age range and the growing number of millennials? What can they do? Because something tells me a lot of them don't get it.
Yeah, there's two main things. Number one is going to be to really get in touch with the mission and values. The reason that there's such a dissonance isn't an age gap. There's reasons there's a dissonance is because young people often feel that a lot of the corporate environments don't say and do what they actually believe, right? On the mission statement, it says to better people's lives. And yet no one in the executive positions cares about anyone and stops to engage with anyone. And so I think the first is to really find where the incongruencies are between the quote unquote mission and values and vision of the company and the actual culture. And number two is to genuinely, I think, to stop and listen. Stop and engage, right? We always want to talk at everyone, especially in a leader role. And I think one of the things is to stop and ask questions, right? Young people want to feel included, right? Stop and ask them. It's not a knock against maybe someone in an executive position, but I always say stop and ask a question, like stop and engage. Like, how are you doing? What do you think would be some ways that this would bring more excitement to you? And just listen and actually listen. And I think that that's the type of engagement and significance and sense of being a part of the community that young people desperately desire, yet they aren't being given an opportunity to do so.
All right. Well put. It's just perhaps a final comment on how the connection just isn't there in terms of companies branding their products for millennials. We've got about 20 seconds.
We live in a world of total transparency now. You can't get away with things that you could before, whether you're an individual or whether you're a company. And I think that the essential nature is to get away with, to get away from what it is that you're selling and get in.
All right, I think you've covered it. Wish we had more time. Jake Ducey, Profit from Happiness. It's been great listening to you this morning, and I look forward to having you back. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Sorry, Jake, I'm...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.